Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to the Goldie and Ellen Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be a rough show here today, guys, but it's going to be a good one. So grateful. My partner in time, my partner in crime, my partner, period. Ellen Keys is with us today because I couldn't do this without her. Welcome to the show, Ellen.
Hi, everyone. It is magnificent to be here, and it is magnificent to be here with you, Goldie.
I love you, pups.
I love you, too.
So first I want to, top of the thing, I just want to announce that it is daylight savings in America. Me and Ellen are both on the East Coast, and so we put the times back. But for the rest of the world, the show will now start at 1 o'clock, an hour later than wherever you were listening to it. And since we have such a global audience, I just want to let you know. So until March of 2018, if you're to listen to the show live, it's going to be an hour later than it has been. And that's about it. Now we got to dive in, don't we? Yes, we got to dive in. Okay. So here we go. So last week, after the show, me and Ellen spoke, and you know, we were still talking about the, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right, but solfeggio. I don't know if you know, Ellen, but okay. The solfeggio tones and vibrations, which are different frequencies that that literally create the frequency in our beingness, in our bodies, all our bodies, our mental body, emotional body, spiritual body, and physical body. So I was working this last week on 396, which is basically the fear vibration. And in this vibration, I have gone through major shifts that I'm going to be discussing today. It's very hard for me to discuss this right now. I just want everybody to know that I am very triggered because I committed myself to doing this for 7 days, and I have done it for 7 days. I have decided not to do it for a while because the choices that I'm making are powerful choices. But they're coming from a place that is, I'm being forced by the vibration to make these choices. Maybe not forced, but that it's just coming up and I'm making these choices, but they are scaring the devil out of me. Interesting term. Because it's like my frequency wants me to make these choices, but my pattern of thinking, my personality, my ego is petrified about making these choices. So in a nutshell, and we can talk, you know, I'm going to have Ellen come on and, you know, kind of coach me through this live on the air, is, okay, so me and Cliff are no longer together, and I actually went back to my ex, Scott. And the emotions and everything that is termulating or churning, and I literally feel like I'm what are those things called? Those, a grist mill? It's like a water mill that grinds grain. Everything's grinding in me. I feel very chaotic, totally ungrounded. I'm scared. I'm emotional. I'm blissful at moments. I mean, I'm experiencing it all. But it is very challenging to be experiencing this because every emotion I have is an extreme emotion, and it's literally taking me all over the place. So, Elle, come on. Elle? Oh, shit. What happened? All right, I lost Ellen, but I see she's right here. Elle? Ellen,
hi.
You're on. What the hell just happened? Oh, my God.
It hung up, and so I was like, okay, I'll just go through back the reason, because I knew I called in a couple weeks ago, So there it was.
Okay, because I'm like, I guess universe wanted me to own it all before I came on for you.
Indeed, it does. It does. It does.
Yes. It does. It did. Okay. So, I mean, it's pretty much, so you heard, right? I basically expressed everything. Well, not everything. I expressed my actions. I have not expressed why or all that, but I need to be in dialogue to do that because my emotions are just all over the place.
Which is understandable, which is, it's quite understandable because this is one of your deepest fears that is now rising to the surface. And thank you, Sofaio, because you do an amazing job at doing this.
Right.
It just shakes it out of you.
It's like being a carpet, getting the shit kicked out of you, right? Hanging over the fence. Ka-shpoom, ka-boom. It's like,
and see,
yes.
The thing is that if you had started out listening to the highest one that is associated with the crown chakra at 900, it would have done almost nothing for you. It would have done virtually nothing for you because you've got to remove the blocks that is associated.
Right.
This is an association. What you're listening to right now, is the frequency you're listening to is the association with the low, the sacral chakra. So
okay. The
lower chakra there is, and this is, you know, the red chakra, the one that is your security. Your security.
Isn't the red the root chakra?
The root, yes.
Okay.
So that's really what this is. So it's going to make everything else flow better once you can deal with this. So, and it does such an amazing job. It really gets to the heart of the matter very quickly, and it says nothing.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
have to.
I guess not, right? I mean, because it's like there's no, it doesn't deal with the story. It just deals with the...
It's the emotion.
The emotion.
Right, and that tells you right there. It has nothing to do with the story. It has nothing to do with the words. It has everything to do with the frequency of the emotion.
Okay, so that means that my relationships to date are based in fear.
Yes.
Because both choices, I'm afraid to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I am clear on that. I have known that I needed to be alone. And then I get afraid to be there. I mean, I really do. And then, you know, then I deal with the guilt of hurting people around me, which is never a good feeling. But it's like spirit works almost like Sofaggio, and it doesn't work quite as intensely, but it's like it keeps pushing me around, you know, thinking, oh, it's not this relationship, it's that relationship. Oh, it's not that relationship, it's this relationship. And all it is no, get to the relationship that I want you to be at, which is the relationship with myself.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That is exactly right. Because that's the relationship of mastery. That is truly the relationship of mastery. Once you learn how to be with yourself and you love yourself and you're comfortable with yourself and to know that you are enough standing there by yourself.
Yeah.
And you need nothing else. That is a door that opens that is utterly magnificent. That you cannot get to any other way.
Except by being alone.
Right. Because that is where your growth occurs. That is truly where growth occurs. And you can't have the relationship that you're looking for, that you want, until you master that growth.
Right.
Because you have to bring that to the relationship.
Right, right. Doesn't this take a lifetime to master?
Not necessarily. No. But you're on a hamster wheel. Yeah. It's not that you're not going to be learning and you're not going to be growing. But until you leave this fear of being alone aside, then you never find the soulmate that is out there that is truly yours. You can't.
Right, because I'm not a vibrational match to it, right? Right.
Absolutely.
It's so crazy. I mean, the perfection of life is very scary.
But it is so simple. It is really simple. This isn't complicated. I mean, you've been through several of them, several relationships with the same people here, over the last year, and it doesn't. And none of them are able to bring the relationship that you want, truly the relationship that you want. It's not happened. There's a reason it's not happened.
And
once you can release this fear, and it may be a week's worth of alone that you are able to actually release this fear, and digging back, taking yourself back to where it originally occurred.
Right. No, inner child work, definitely, right?
Right. Because you're going, and what it will do, it'll bring to the relationship, even if you stay where you're at and whatever, what it's going to do, it's going to bring an entire person to the relationship.
Right. Instead of a fractured lack of inner child, which is truly, ironically, the inner child is the one who should be steering the ship because of, intuition and, the whole magic of it, but as well as they really know what's right, what's wrong. They haven't had years of conditioning yet. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Right on.
Right. And then so when you go back, once you deal with this and you go back and you listen to that same Safegio, you listen to the same one, it'll be peace. It'll be bliss.
Because I have no fear, there's no block, right? When it comes through me, it will be. Yeah, see, that's very holosync-like. I understand that language.
Right. Because whenever I listen to, right now I'm listening to the heart, the one that's 6-something. It's like 630, I forgot. 639,
okay.
I think it is. But when I first start listening to one, I have trouble going to sleep, or I get a headache, or
That's how it started.
Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. Until you can really open up. But once you start releasing the big fear, the rest of it comes okay. The rest of it just comes. It just kind of flows out of you. And, I have a mantra that is, I am enough. I am enough.
It's incredible you're saying this, because that is, my whole thing was insecurity. That is absolutely what I have been facing hugely. I mean, my confidence has bottomed out in the past week. I lost complete confidence in myself this week. And that's a bizarre thing when you know that you've been through life confident and then you know you're not confident.
Right.
So that's interesting that, because even in the heart, I guess this is pretty much, it's like a thread that kind of all the way up, right? I mean, basically, I am enough is kind of a one size fits all, pick the dimension.
Right, because it's something that the body, it's something that the soul, the psyche can believe. A lot of times it has trouble believing some of the mantras that, have come out, that you make up or whatever, that, I am a rock star, I am, I'm a go-getter, and there's something in there to argue with that.
Okay.
Your psyche can actually argue with it because you're not a rock star. you know.
Right.
Clearly,
right.
I am not a rock star. You can tell by looking at me, I am not a rock star. But it can believe that I am enough. Something it can grab hold of, that it can believe, that it can say, yeah, okay, we're enough. You know, and if you say it enough, if you say it, use it every day. You're in the shower, you're in the, you know, say it, you know, 50 times, but right when you get into the you know, your float, in your float, just go through and say, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. Just say it over and over again until you truly believe it.
Yeah, no doubt.
It is transformational. It is a phrase that is transformational.
Yeah. Yeah, I know as soon as, I know in my heart, I have to sit with this uncomfortableness and just be by myself, genuinely be by myself until sitting with myself isn't uncomfortable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I was sitting, you know, it's like, but I also recognize that, you know, well, actually, if I'm sitting by myself, I'm probably going to leave the tone on. It seems that it's when I'm trying to communicate with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to shut it off. But if I just, because I remember this from Holosync, you know, and it's funny, there would always be like, when I was going through the transition, because the way it took a little longer in Holosync, where it'd be 3 weeks of bliss, and then it would take a transformational thing of like about 2.5 months of chaos, and then it would pop, and it would be like, you would have mastered that tone. And maybe that will take this, it will take this long. But I remember when I was transitioning from the bliss to the chaos or anywhere after that, you know, I had a small group of people that just literally were like, hey, call us in a, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. We don't want to deal with you. And I would like bawl my eyes out, and then I'd get the pop, and I'd come back and go, okay, well, I'm better now. And, you know, they're like, cool, you know, because there was no judgment. They just didn't want to be around me.
Right,
when
but what was happening
going.
With the Holosync, what was happening with the Holosync, and you know, I didn't listen to it very long. I did like the first round, and that was pretty much it for me. But what the Holosync does is similar to this. The problem is that this stuff was coming to the surface, and you didn't know what it was.
Right.
It's not mastering the tone. That's not the point. It's mastering the emotion that the tone just shook out of you.
Right.
Getting to
right.
the heart of it. And you couldn't do that because you weren't ready to do that.
Right.
So here it is again.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And it's ready.
But I am ready. No,
yeah.
And I'm ready to do this. I am, because I can't do this anymore. I need one stable relationship in my life, and if it has to be me, so be it. You know, I am. It's just so frightening. It is so frightening. The fear in me is just so. It's so funny. It's like what happened to my transmission in my car when my car died. It's like catastrophic fear. That's how it feels. Like I'm gonna die. And I'm sure on some level I'm going to.
But you know, just take
done.
Just take little Cindy by the hand, and she's gonna walk you through it.
Okay, right on.
She's gonna walk you through it, and she's gonna take you back to where that began and why you think that.
Right.
And it may be easier than you think.
Oh, let it be so. Your lips to my ears. Yes, let it be so, Ellen.
It may be easier than you think. The thing is that, you know, we've talked about that. You don't know what caused a fear in childhood. It could have been something almost innocuous that created such a fear, it's life-stopping. You have no idea. You know, we've talked about this with other people. You have no clue what it could have been. It could have been something so stupid or it could have been something big. But it, you know, you don't know until you're until you get there.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, it really it's about being present, right? Not projecting.
Right.
Just being present through the process and get through the process.
And okay, let's go another. Let's go someplace else here.
Okay.
In the brain, the brain doesn't know the difference between fear and excitement. The same areas of the brain light up. Okay?
Huh. Okay.
So you can actually talk yourself into excitement from fear. And if you look at people around the world, you know, it is their attitude going into something, whether they are fearful or whether they're excited. It is still the same part of the brain. It's how you interpret it.
Wow. Wow, that is wild.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That is wild. But that makes sense, right? Because butterflies in your stomach it's like when you're nervous that some, you know, you're talking
Absolutely.
To somebody you really like, and you know you want to make a good impression or whatever.
Right.
You know, is the same as, you know, somebody holding a gun to your head, you know, mugging you. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
crazy, but it is. Right on.
Right. Imagine, you know, and people that parachute off cliffs.
Right.
There you go. That's everything. That's excitement, fear, everything wrapped up into one before they jump off. You know, their legs are shaking. Their hands are shaking, but they can't wait
right.
to get there.
So true. So true. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. You know what's funny, though? I get so right. So redefining is definitely a part of this. So I should... Because I feel like my ass got kicked in the last 2 or 3 days
mm-hmm.
through the fear.
Right. Right.
I mean, I really do. And to be quite honest, I know Cliff, his ass was kicked by my abrupt shift. I know it. And I feel horrible about that. You know, and I'm also screwing with Scott, you know, who I it's like I'm just making choices that are, you know, not necessarily in anybody's best interest. I have to make choices for my highest good.
Right. And when you start doing that, you end up making choices for the highest good for everybody.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe I'm feeding, you know, fourth dimensional ankle biters, so to speak, you know, and all of us, because I, you know, and I don't, it's not a good feeling.
Well, it's you creating a shit pot for everybody, you know.
Right.
Unknowingly, of course, you're doing it, but you are. I mean, because you have affected more than one person here.
Exactly.
So
yes, I have.
Once you can cleanse this out, you're going to be surprised at how you approach both of these individuals.
Right.
And your views of them.
See, for the moment, I just have to focus on me, though, right? Because that is my confusion in all of this, right?
Right.
Because I also, you know, I definitely feel empathic that I know for a fact all three of us have a fear of being alone. All three of us. You know, so it is, we've all kind of came here, you know, on some level to face it or not. Even though I'm forcing
and I've noticed that when I work through something, that also affects others because of it
okay.
resonates with other people, that energy.
Okay, right on. That makes sense, right? It's not just right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the burden of shit storms, but yeah, right? There's also healing to be had.
Indeed. Indeed.
Right on.
There is.
Right on. Right on. Oh, my God. Just so you know, I don't even know if I can go the whole 2 hours today. I don't know if I can do that. We'll take it, you know, one moment at a time, but I'm so...
And that's okay. That's okay, because what we're doing is such quality here that it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And I guarantee you we are helping others.
I hope so. I mean, because I'll be honest with you, it was not my intention to be transparent. I'm telling this to the audience. Not at this point. I wanted to wait till I had the breakthrough, you know, but me and Ellen spoke before the show and, you know, bless her. Bless you, babe. it's just clear that I had to share this. But I am in nowhere near any place where, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I really don't. I'm just losing it publicly at the moment, and so be it. And if it helps somebody else, you know, that's amazing. I hope it does.
When you get to the point where you don't know anything, that's where transformation happens.
Okay.
And look how many times we talked about this on the show. When you hit that rock bottom, that's when that change happens.
Is that what this is? Please tell me that's what this is. I hope it is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because you've been bouncing back and forth for so long. And now, you know, your soul is saying, hey, Goldie, it's time.
Right.
It's time.
Well, I didn't... Yes, I like your metaphors. And, you know, so, that is so true. And, you know, have you ever seen the movie V for Vendetta?
I don't think I have. I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's an exquisite movie. You should absolutely watch that movie. One of the whole point of the movie is that it happens on November 5th. And it's an exquisite movie about transformation. I mean, it's about transformation on many, many, many levels. I was going to actually, oh, shit. My computer just died. Oh, and it's back. Okay, thank God.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, there's definitely energy. I mean, it's running. It's running right now. It's running through me in a big kind of way. But anyways, I highly recommend everybody watch V for Vendetta today. You know, it is an exquisite movie about ideas and concepts and truth. And ironically, you know, how you get rid of fear is you dive right into it. I mean, I'm afraid to be alone. The answer is very clear. So be alone, Goldie. I mean, it is as simple as that. Just be alone. Oh, my God. I'm going to bring Jay on just to see what he's got to say.
All right. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
I've had better days. How you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. I had a really good day yesterday. I'm just doing some, I don't know, cleanup stuff and just developed some poster for my yoga teacher, and had an acupuncture session yesterday, and went to like a Body Soul Expo, so seeing my friends there. It was cool. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's where it's at. You know, speaking of yoga, this yoga intensive program that I was actually taking for the last 2 years really resonates with one element that's really probably shows up in ourselves usually and in media is the fear of abandonment, right? And what happens is you have to think of yourself as, or what's happening in this situation as, what is the fire element doing? What is the fire element doing? Is it out of control? Is it leaves its boundaries? It sounds like it may be out of control. So
it is out of control.
Right. So one thing about the fire element and obstruction is that you're going over the boundaries. The boundaries are been kind of like stretched, if you want to call it that. And the liberated aspects, the freedom aspects, is compassion.
Right on.
That's what it
Thank
is.
You.
Compassion.
Thank you. Right on. Right on.
And
for everybody. Yes.
In this situation right now. So you get to find out maybe if you're there is to find out where you are. Well, I always find out where you are in the emotional mandala which I'm studying. And it could be a fear of annihilation, too. So, yeah.
You know, that's interesting because the whole, you know, this whole truth realization is, you know, I've been playing in infinity for the last several months. And that is, you know, when I had the panic attack in, you know, back in like May or I don't know when it was. I got no concept of time at the moment. I never have a concept of time, to be quite honest. But whenever it was, when I started listening to Ajahshante, who is a truth realized being, he started bringing up that, you know, panic attacks are literally like moments where the self gets annihilated. There, you know, there is no self. You recognize it. And it's just, it's not a permanent state yet. It's kind of, you know, it's the previews of where we're all going. And it's incredibly scary because, so it made me feel good that he defined the panic attack because I had not had a panic attack in years. But of course, because, you know, like Ellen was saying at the top of the show, you know, if I started with the love frequencies, it's going to be like, hey, I got this. Look, I got this. Love doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the truth is, there is stuff that needs to be looked at, and we got to be radically honest with ourselves. I mean, because I'm putting on the fear frequency, and I'm a fucking mess, you know, but not in a bad way. The mess is bringing up these realizations. And again, I can't stop at just having it in my head defined. It's not about me redefining it in the sense mentally. It's sit with it, Goldie. Be scared shitless. Go through it and recognize, you know, that there is still something left after annihilation, after what I'm afraid of. And I think you nailed it with abandonment as well. Fear of being alone / abandonment, which will help me when I do the inner child work after the show. Because I actually have had several things in my life happen to me from an abandonment, and I don't know that I ever worked on that. I know there was one thing I did when I was doing the inner child work this summer where I woke up on my couch. I was like 7 years old. I was napping. My mom went to the store, left me in the house alone, and I woke up petrified, just absolutely scared, witless. So, I mean, as me and Ellen were talking today, it's like, okay, I'm going to go back to that lifetime. But the abandonment, I think, is something different. I don't think it's that day. I think it's something happened even earlier. I don't know what it is yet, but
I get that feeling, too.
Okay,
that,
yep.
That it's earlier. Like, because that it's like you said, you know, you've talked about that 0 to 3 or 4 or whatever, because a lot of times that is where such a fear can take hold of you that is sometimes completely irrational that, you know, it alters your life. And
right.
Then when you get older, it doesn't take much really to trigger it.
Right. Exactly. And then the repeat starts happening because I do. I believe
right.
At 7, I was already repeating it with the my
right.
mom went to the store and I freaked out. So I agree. And
exactly. Exactly.
Yes. So, Jay,
so
feel free.
When we come to that, it's lifetime, too. And when born incarnated on this earth, we're also incarnated with some scars or stuff that we need to work on in this lifetime, along with our stuff that's been generational, that's been passed down through our parents, right? And, you know, maybe the question is, like, ask the parents, were you abandoned sometime in your life, too? So... And what happens is that those energies get stuck in some of our major organs, and which causes that to trigger, you know, whatever that is that we get to work on in this lifetime. It's pretty, abandonment issues really, really prevalent in our society now, right? And just because of technology and things like that, and really, really is a strong trigger for, you know, media is really, really strong for them. You know, if you don't have this, you'll feel not worthy or abandoned or whatever, right? So we have those things that are going on a continuous basis that we got to watch out for that could actually can trigger us. So this journey that you're taking is going to be a great, because it's going to bring up some stuff that may be required for you to work on, and also just because it's just a really good time for us to really be in a state of like hibernation and the inner stuff that we work on during the winter time, and to bring us light. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, congratulations on your journey for actually saying, well, I'm going to do something about this, because most people don't. They just keep going and going and going and going. And when you see the light of these repetitive patterns coming, it's like, well, what's causing this, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, thank you. Thank you. Right on.
But, you know, look at some stuff of the fears and, like, maybe I always say this, is that the stuff is always physical stuff that's in our body. So you got to look at the stuff that's causing it. So maybe, you know, look at some things that maybe usually what happens when those elements of abandonment are they're associated with different organs in our body. So you got to look at that, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me, how would you do that? I'm not even sure what that, like, I understand what you're saying. Like, I definitely have stomach aches this week. I mean, no doubt, stomach aches, you know, you should see me, Elle, when I'm doing the pita now, I've now contorted to, I slap my head a lot.
I think
the shit out of my head.
I'm going to tell you, that head slapping is magnificent. It helps.
I think
that's one of the best things I've ever found. It just slapped the shit right out of myself.
I was not doing it, and then I started and went, okay, no, this feels good. I am definitely head slapping now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's just, yeah.
Okay, but
explain how wonderful that is.
Well, it's because it almost like it breaks up patterns of thought that
really
you can
does.
Sense are associated with the block as opposed to the freedom
of
it.
But the funny thing is that I had no clue that this stagnant energy was hanging out around my head. I didn't know that. And it was like, wow, kind of opened up a whole new world here. You know, it really felt like I was slipped in a fog.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest with you, it's what allowed me to even do the show today. I was freaking out this morning. I mean,
even more than I am now.
Yeah.
My interactions with people have changed. Everything. I mean, how I conduct myself, how my thought process is different, and I'm attributing a lot of this to that, and I think that working in combination, you put the sophagio and some slapping together, and it's like, you know, this is like the heroin of spiritual healing, you know.
I feel that
amazing.
As well.
It's amazing stuff. It is amazing stuff because they do work in tandem.
They do, don't they, right? Because the stretching
really
gets you more life force, which gives you the power to kind of sit in the uncomfortableness.
Right.
And then the slapping essentially makes it move, you know, makes that life force. Because to bring it in and not move it is essentially you're inviting in trouble, because it's got to move. Otherwise, it's just more pressure in the dam.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just feel like those two things together are just it's just magnificent.
I just
can't say enough about them.
Right on.
I really can't.
Yeah, no, I'm grateful that I have that right now, because, you know, it really did, it's helping me, you know, and I'm realizing I can do this more than once a day, you know. I mean, just do it whenever the need to do it is, you know.
Right, precisely.
I can't. Right, to help me move through this. But Jay, I am very curious what you meant by the organs. I want the audience to hear whatever you have to share on that, if you can. How do you work that process?
Well, one of the organs actually is responsible for fear. So this is what, I think this is the reason why women like they like belly dancing. And I think the reason why they like that is there's a muscle called the psoas muscle, and it's really, I think it really does something with the body for movement, moving that fear out of the body, because it's stuck in our muscles, eh? So you know, that's one way you can do it. I mean, twisting, doing some twists and things like that.
I'm
a big yoga fan. I'm a big yoga fan, doing reclined twists and things like that, and just holding the pose in a restorative mode. I mean, if there's a yoga place around your area, I mean, maybe you can ask one of the yoga teachers. This is maybe what I'm going through, and what can I work on to alleviate some of that stuff. So it's really important that we get that stuff out of our physical body. And like I said to some people, and they always laugh at this, you know, we're garbage collectors. We're garbage collectors for a lot of things, and that stuff is held in our body somewhere, right? So,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and I can tell you, too, another new place I started slapping, which is interesting, where I started slapping my hips. That's another new, and it just intuitively came to me, start slapping your hips, which I think is essentially Pitta, you know, I'm moving the energy in the lower parts of my body. But maybe I'll start slapping my belly, too.
Right. Well, you know, it's the energy collection, especially for people our age, you know, you start feeling it. You start feeling it. You start feeling it in the hips, in the lower back. And it is an energy collection. The head is just what really surprised me. It's like, you know, and I think a lot of the brain fog that I had, like, you know, in the middle of the day was trouble. I'm going to attribute now that to collected energy that I'm moving out. You know, I'm getting rid of, because I'm thinking clearer, thinking faster. But, you know, we do. I mean, you know, when you get into your 50s, you know, your get up and go is not as fast as it was in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But only because we're garbage collectors, not because
in
actuality. Right.
Because we've had, from the top point where we were 30, we've been collecting garbage for 20 years.
mm-hmm.
Here.
We are professional garbage collectors.
Stay right here. You're just fine. Right here. You don't need to go anywhere. You know, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're starting to move it out, and it's like it's giving you a new life. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, people should not be hard on themselves, you know, and don't take things. Because look what this basically knocks you off your feet. So that's why I always recommend one thing at a time. Because I told you to put the esophageal away until you work this out, and then go back and listen to it. And if you're still having issues, if you're still having, you know, if it doesn't feel comfortable, then you know there's more.
Okay, right on. I mean, that's just simple.
You'll know that there's more to deal with. So it makes it is a wonderful litmus test. But only don't deal with multiple things at once. It's like, you know, telling the universe, I want this. You can write it down on paper, but, you know, really only focus on one or two things at a time, you know.
My sanity, you know. Though, yeah, I got to be, you know, but, and this really is, I can, you know, this is not the first time I'm confronting this fear. But it's the first time that I've had, you know, the Pitta with me. You know, I have some tools. You know, as opposed to drugs and alcohol as a way to focus on this. So, you know, yeah.
Great. All good.
Yeah.
All good.
All good. All good.
Yeah,
all
it
good.
Is.
And,
all
and Jay,
good.
No, indeed. I definitely feel better. I feel, you know, I feel like I've got the purpose, okay? You know, just all I have to do is focus from this point. And what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, there'll be a part two next week. You know, I mean, just to conclude on this or not, or maybe it'll need to be a part three. I don't know. But meaning I'm going to stay with this because I think it's important. And I think it's somewhat, I don't think I'm alone in this experience. I think there's, you know, probably several of the listeners who are going through this. And if, you know, we can do this as a community, you know, if anybody else wants to face their fears. Also, I do want to let, you know, Chris, you've been calling me Buds, and I'm going through my own stuff, and I can't really speak right now. You're not in the air now, but if you end up listening to this in the archive, it's hard for me to coach anybody when I'm losing my marbles. I just am not in a coaching space, so I just want you to know that. You know, this is it's just big energies, boy, big energies. But I am I like the way you were saying to me, Ellen, prior to the coming on the show, that, you know, life will be completely different, you know, when this block is, you know, broken down or integrated or whatever it is that it gets done with, when it's not there anymore and I'm flowing, you know, who I'm going to be and who I'm going to bring. And, you know, because there's still changes going on, you know, planetarily, as well as, you know, politically and, you know, humanity on the planetary. And I really would like to, you know, I would like to be somebody, a pillar, somebody that can stand up as the rest of the world collapses, which is why I think it's time for anybody who's triggered now. If we do the work now, it's because so we can be prepared to, you know, kind of direct traffic at a later date. Right?
Right.
I mean,
that's
what it feels like. So, hence, you know, you can say, I've got time, but inevitably, you know, if it's hitting you now, now is the time. You know, let's be present. Let's just do our work. And collectively, if we're doing it together, I think we can help each other. You know, we can be supportive of each other, which is definitely, you know, the metaphor, if not actual physical aspect of the show. I think, you know, callers, hosts, and hostess, you know, that's what we're all doing. We're just kind of sharing our journeys, supporting each other.
Indeed. Indeed. And that's what it is. That's what it is. But this is the time we're in, where this is, you know, moving this, you know, the stuff that is earthquake, you know, savvy.
You know? Catastrophic.
It is catastrophic.
Well, it's so funny. I didn't know what they meant when they said my transmission had a catastrophic breakage in it. That was last week.
Isn't it funny, though, that word came up?
Exactly.
It is.
I mean, exactly. Well, and plus, right, and then I dance with the devil, you know, that, you know, the whole thing of darkness coming upon me, and, you know, it is time. Like, it almost feels like, you know, my energy is becoming stagnant in this. It's just time. It's just no more excuses, Goldie. Just be alone.
Well, and that's a lot of times, that's what causes it. It's like, you know what, I'm tired of this shit. I'm just tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. Time to go on. So, and a lot of times that's what the motivational factor is that you are so sick of everything, and that then becomes your rock bottom for that problem.
Right. Yes, and I'm committing right now on the air. I will be alone for 7 days. You know, I mean, I got to go to work and everything, but no men. Just me and my kitty cat doing some inner child work, doing some Silfaggio, because I'm going to keep with it. I mean, because Ellen had initially said to me, We were actually saying give this to Cliff. You were saying give the tone to Cliff. And that didn't end up working out. I mean, I actually bought him an MP3 player to load it up, but, you know, left him before it actually arrived. But it's got to be 2 weeks, you know, and I really do get the sense that first you have the breakdown and then you have the breakthrough. I mean, that is, you know, seems to be a pattern that I'm not unfamiliar with that pattern. I'm really quite familiar with that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it another week and, you know, one moment at a time, just one moment at a time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, what a change it's brought in you.
Yeah. Well, it's coming. You can hear it already, or because I don't see it yet.
I can hear it already.
Wow.
Because the energetic shift has to happen for you to even be aware of the problem.
Okay. Yeah, right on, huh? Yeah, because I definitely get the sense when this is going on with myself and others, when we define it as happening, you know, we are just so misdiagnosing our shit.
That's because you have to be able to step away from yourself. When you start into this anxiety and panic and you know, you can't make up your mind and all of that, that is the point where you just need to say, what's going on with me? Not, I'm in the middle of a crisis. You know, you can be your best therapist and say, I want to get to the bottom of this right now. What's going on?
Yeah, right on.
Because when you see that, when you feel that, when you feel all those emotions, That is your inner self trying to say it's time to heal something.
Child, actually, right? Wouldn't this actually,
right.
This is what the inner child is feeling. See, now, and that's a language, you know, as soon as you say that, it's like, okay, right.
Right.
There's something traumatic being relived in my body right now.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, you know, that it is, that self-awareness of when that starts hitting you, you know that there's something to be dealt with immediately.
Right, right. And I do know that.
Right.
I do know that.
And it's just a matter of your perception of how you define what's going on. You know, is it just a chaotic period that you need to ride it? Or do we need, or is this your opportunity to dive in?
Right, because the answer can be at different times, both two different answers for the same situation,
right.
Not the same feeling, right. And it really is quite the, you know, you have to be the aficionado of yourself to know which is which at what time.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff, Elle. That is, it's powerful.
And we're going to get on the phone next week with somebody who is completely different.
Right. Oh, meaning me. I thought you meant a caller.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, right on. Oh, from your lips to my ears. But right on. It's almost like, how could it not be? Because I will do the inner child work. I'll find her. I will find little Cindy where she is. Because this feeling is horrible. It is a horrible feeling of of abandonment. I mean, you really nailed it, Jay. I mean, that is the word. And it's the abandonment of self. You know, I feel like I abandoned me. I don't even know.
Right. I mean, that's what you're doing. I mean, basically, when you when you're looking to have somebody feel, you know, fulfill that part of you that you, for some reason, don't feel you own, you'd have, you're giving power away. So, you know, that is a feeling of abandonment. And, you know, why you're giving your power away to others is a really good question.
That is a good question, isn't it? So, no, but, and again, so, and this is from, see, because I can tell you, you know, two or three situations pop up throughout my life where I know I've done that. But the key is I got to find that when I did this as a little girl, I mean, like, you know, and I'm getting like you, birth to three, like, what
yeah.
the hell, you know, because let me just throw something out to you because it's just kind of popping up and, so I think this has something to do with my mom, like, maybe kind of feeding off of me, not feeling good herself, and then I kind of lose my kind of, like, little girlness and become, I don't know, like I don't know, like she was vampiring off me. This is just what's coming up. I'm just processing on the air, basically. Because I don't understand how a little girl could give her power away. How does that look? What power? I mean, the power we have as small children is you know, the beauty of our, that love, that unconditional love. And but it's not disempowering to give that love to somebody. This is more from a personality, right? Like, this is where the personality starts getting created.
Well, it can be from multiple avenues. I mean, it could be your empathic self wanting to please.
Okay, that's what right. Is that
and a
way of giving power away? That's what that is, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because
okay.
you alter
okay.
yourself to please this person, so therefore they won't leave you. So
exactly right.
Right.
Oh boy, you just nailed that. That is okay. Yes, I know that feeling intimately.
Right.
Okay.
And all you have to do really is
do
walk
is
into
find
it.
This. Right. Okay. Okay.
I know.
Holy moly. Holy guacamole, everybody. I mean, it's just it's deep stuff, but, you know, it's fascinating, right? We are fascinating beings. I am, because the one thing I highly recommend for all of you guys, be fascinated with yourself. Because, it, you know, what better book to read than the book of self? Or what better movie to be, you know, co-creating than your own life story? You know, like...
Absolutely. It always has amazed me as to why I would internalize something, you know?
Right.
What caused me to internalize that?
Right. Yeah, because we're so naturally...
My daily reaction to things is sometimes very interesting to me. Is why I react to things the way I do. I'm always fascinated with that stuff.
Yeah, no, human behavior fascinates me, and I think what I kind of get from myself, and, you know, Jay, you might appreciate this as well. I know Ellen will as well. You know, the truth is we can see it in others, but unless we're willing to do the work ourselves, because... to see it without doing the work is like, you know, it's like reading, you know, the first three chapters of a book that are building the characters, but then the story, if you're not going to do something with it, you know, you just became a soap opera that with no ending in sight. You know, it's just repetitive
right.
behavior that really never, I don't want to say fixes itself, because I don't think we're broken. I think we're fractured, and... coming back into wholeness is going beyond, you know, it's like you start off on a soap opera and you end up being, you know, an epic, you know, Lord of the Rings kind of movie.
Exactly.
Being just, yeah. You graduate to basically more, or just a different genre, because if you don't do the work, you know, you're pretty much, you know, right there with the soap operas.
That's exactly right.
And at least in ourselves, we can do that, because we can't force anybody else. I got to share this with everybody, because, right, so I got, Cliffy has a lot of inner child work that needs to be addressed. And, you know, I was bringing up a therapist, and I was bringing up inner child work. And essentially he was like, you know, it's too much, you know, and historically speaking, I have, you know, kind of been like the parental spiritual person to Cliff and just shove things down his throat. So, you know, I really got that stop forcing this on him. You know, you've laid out the options. If he wants it, he wants it. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. And as I sat with that while doing the Silfagio, you know, I literally was like, you know, I thought I would inspire him to do the work, but it was clear that to me, if the work was going to get done, it was going to get done without me, because he had actually healed jealousy that he used to have when we were not, you know, not connected romantically. So I break up with him. Then the fear kicks in, you know, well, and I had already kind of started, before I broke up with him, kind of started going, you know, I wonder what Scott's doing. And, you know, and started beating myself going, you're not going there. Don't go there. You know, you're done. You're done. You're done. And then, you know, all it takes is just a moment. I mean, a moment where I go, okay, I'm just going to call him. You know, I've broken up and gotten back together with that man so many times. It is a pattern within me. And when I called him and we started talking, so Scott has made some significant he's done significant work on himself on his journey through being alone and hitting his bottom, which, you know, he's meditating now, and he's got a practice of presence that is, I mean, it was funny. He was contributing to me not feeling good enough, because all of a sudden Scott was more present than I was. And, you know, I'm scratching my head on that one going, how the hell did that happen? You know, like I honestly couldn't wrap my brain around it. But then what I recognize is, okay, so Scott is aware of presence, but he's not quite, you know, that it's the beginning of the journey, right? You know, he's not self-actualized, truth realized, where, you know, there's compassion, you know, like when we would speak, he would start telling me what to do. And I'd be like, you know, what the fuck? Don't tell me what to do. And then I'm going to myself, well, Jesus Christ, this is what I was doing with Cliff. And I'm going, oh, this is karma. This is karma coming back at me. I tell Cliff what to do. Scott tells me what to do. You know, and you know, it really becomes you know what it's like? It's like being on a Ferris wheel that goes manic. You know, I mean, and depressive. You know, the energy just, you know, was spinning me out of control. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was losing myself. But I do find it interesting that, you know, the way my life plays out is, you know, the way I treat one person will come back at me, because the next person will treat me the same way. And I really would like to get to a place where I am the compassionate one. I am the 100% in total acceptance of whatever anybody is, without a need to change anybody. Except myself. If I want to change anybody, do the work on myself. Because, you know, being a cork in the middle of an ocean is just, oh my God, it is just, it's a horrible feeling. It's just horrible. But you know, I realize I'm telling the story out of sequence. Because I do have focus. I do have my focus. I feel good now, but it's like I'm on the show and it's like, I don't want to, either we're going to end the show or no, let's just have the show last all week.
Okay.
Okay. I won't call any of my boyfriends, exes or otherwise, but you guys just stay with me the whole time. right? It's so childlike. I can really see the childlikeness of it, of how I'm feeling. That sense that, of security and lack of security and. Whew.
Yeah, but that really tells you it's time. It's time. It's time to do this.
Right. 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 All right, friends. I'm going to lose it again. It's coming to me in waves. So, Jay, you got anything you want to close with?
No. Well, yes, I do, actually. If this feeling comes again, you've got to get into maybe to a state of where you are emotionally. Actually, don't dismiss it, but actually, how does it feel in the body?
Okay.
How does it feel in the body? And don't dismiss it, because we always push things down, and all of a sudden what happens is that it causes problems way in the future, maybe, in terms of physical stuff that can come up, right? So.
Yeah, no, suppressed energy is tumors, cancers, illness, and disease.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's right. A valid point. No doubt. To be honest, I'm empathic. I cannot not feel it in my body. That is, everything comes through my body, and then my head spins. It just becomes so, it's like the whole idea of sensitivity just becomes overwhelming. Everything is overwhelming. Any way I turn feels overwhelming. So, of course, the answer is don't turn anyway, turn in, don't turn out. Because Cliff can't help me, Scott can't help me. Little Cindy is the one I need to help me. And, of course, by me helping her get out of whatever traumatic abandonment, giving her power away situation she is in,
right.
I need to be my own hero and rescue her. And but I appreciate what you shared, Jay, because I think that's important for the audience to know, because I don't believe I believe that there are people out there that do suppress the feelings, and no doubt it and then it comes back as operations and illnesses, and if we deal with them, in the present, that won't be the case. So, Elle, any closing thoughts?
I want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing this incredibly personal experience that you've had. It is profound. It is life-changing. And I can feel, no doubt, you will touch others with this. So I have great honor and great appreciation for your sharing today.
I love you, babe. Thank you. You're so good. You're so good. You're all good. I'm good, too. I just got to get there. I just got to get there. But thank you. I appreciate that. All right. I'm going to end the show because I don't know what else to say. I just want to get into my practice. Ella, I'll call you later because I'm going to hang up and go float because I really do want to.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, exactly. Jay, thank you for always being here. Truly, I feel your compassion. I feel it empathically, and I super appreciate it. I really do. I want you to know that.
Be blessed.
Thanks, buds. All right, so everybody have an amazing week, and I hope, I hope you're doing better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I hope whatever's going on, it will help you. So we'll be back, same bat time next week. All right, everybody, take care.
Bye-bye.